What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show back from break. I tell you what. We got Sunset Thomas on the line, and she just heard, like, the little spots we run. Crap like that. I gotta imagine, she's like, what the hell did I just get myself into?
If she didn't hang up, she's a trooper.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody, our special guest is on the line with us. Sunset Thomas, all the way from...
Hey, guys.
Hey, there she is.
Okay, you know what? I have to say that it was awesome how you guys played Neil Diamond in a porn version. I love Neil Diamond. I got such a kick out of that. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
Waiting patiently through
that
the breaks.
Cool, because I love Neil Diamond.
Yeah, he's a trooper, Neil Diamond. I love him. He's so corny, but he's still
like,
good.
He's so corny. He's cool. He's like.
I never knew he played a porno song before.
So I got to imagine life for you nowadays is pretty cool with the HBO show and everything like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really cool. The only tough thing is these days, it's hard for me to just go out and be a normal person, go to the mall, go shopping. I mean, I love my fans, but I get mauled every time I go anywhere anymore.
I gotta imagine that.
The bodyguard sucks, dude.
I
want to feel normal sometimes, you know?
Do you ever get any, like, odd requests from fans?
Well, I used to when I worked at the ranch.
Yeah, I gotta imagine so, yeah.
Right.
I had one guy come in, he wanted to book and pay like $3,000 for an hour. And he says, all I want you to do is shit on me. I was like, dude, there's no way I'm gonna do that. Pretty gross, come on. That is sick.
Oh, that's bad.
That's strange, you gotta admit, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's gross.
Yeah, I sport.
Oh, that's delightful. I mean,
Well, hey, for $3,000, I'd crap on somebody.
I really didn't want to hear that one. I did want to hear the really sexual one. You didn't want to hear the really yucky one.
I don't really care. Actually, that kind of stuff turns me on. I think it's just funny to hear, like, because we used to have a phone sex operator used to call us on the show from time to time, and she would tell us about how she would have customers call, and they would just be like, can you just sneeze on the phone? Because that's hot to me. Please just sneeze on the phone. So I gotta imagine when you get some wacky requests when you go to the bunny ranch.
I want me to just spit in his mouth and stuff like that. I was like, oh, gross. Do boogies and guys spit in his mouth.
Oh.
God, that was work.
What?
Oh, dude, I thought it was just true. Let's have sex. That's just spit in your mouth.
What kind of childhood does a dude have to where, like, getting shit on is a turn on?
Well,
I don't want to know that guy's background, I don't think.
I don't want to know. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I hear that.
So, what are you doing nowadays, besides, you know, the Bunny Ranch, of course, everybody knows about?
Well, I know the Cat House has been airing it for about 2 years. It's been I've still been there. But actually, I have been away from the Bunny Ranch for about 2 years, and then I moved over to the Kit Kat for a little while. But now I took over owning clubs, and being a club owner, I can't really be a girl working at the brothel, so I actually no longer work at the brothels anymore, and I've been really busy with my clubs. I picked one up in Phoenix, Arizona, and I just recently did a grand opening here in Reno.
So that's a nice change of pace for you, and I'm sure it brings in a nice chunk of change as well.
Oh, yeah, you know. You know, I picked Phoenix, Arizona, because you get a lot of the younger crowd, there's a lot of colleges there, and it's great. There's just party animals there. So I wanted to grab the young crowd, and then I picked Reno because you get still your young crowd, but you get a lot of the older guys as well. So I kind of wanted to do a mix and share a new part of my life with the guys and buy those in clubs. And then I got also a book coming out in the middle of the year as well.
Oh, yeah?
Got a company bought it and everything, and it's going to come out pretty soon.
Is it like an autobiography type of thing, or...?
That's a biography about my life, and I know a lot of my fans, when they see me in person and everything, are out dancing as well. I've always been peppy and happy. My life is great. Nothing's going wrong. But I never towed behind stories of the closed doors. What goes on with Sunset when the door closes and the bands aren't around?
And right.
I found out a lot of really amazing things that I went through, but it was amazing how I could be so peppy and happy and go lucky and very sexual with them.
That's what I want to know about. You know what I mean? I want to know what goes on behind the doors with the porn stars. That's what I want to know. Because I just see them on the damn computer or the internet.
I think I've had more fun with the door open with the fans when it comes sexual-wise than behind the closed doors. You know, it's a good little mix in there, you know. It's a lot of personal stuff. So it'd be cool, yeah.
I hate to bring this up, but like your life and my life are like the opposite. Like you have a lot of sexual experiences, and I have none.
We'll let you in on a little secret. Our co-host Kieran McCann has not had sex in 7 years.
Oh, dude, I'm going to have to just come down and visit you guys.
No! Now, I'll tell you this. I'll say this, and I could say this being a guy. He's a cute guy. He's good looking. He's just, for some reason, it never quite works out in his favor.
You know, it's not about the looks. It's not about the looks. It's about how you move it, baby.
Right, yeah.
I don't think I know how to move it anymore.
He's got no game, so to speak.
He has no game.
No.
Do you like dancing? Do you ever go out and dance and really twist your hips and shit like that?
I'm 5'7" and white. I don't have any groove.
Start moving those hips and stuff. And when you're having sex, that's what you do with the girl. You just, you know, move those hips.
Well, I think God actually wants to repo my penis.
Make your cock think like it's a spoon, and you're stirring something. You know, kind of get in there and grind it.
See, you should be taking notes, and you're just sitting there.
Yeah, I'm just having a dry streak. I peaked in college, and that was it. It just dried up.
And I'll tell you a little backstory. Last year, we went to Vegas, and he could have gotten laid, but he screwed it up all on his own. And the girl basically said, "You had your chance," and walked away.
How bizarre is it?
Oh, man. Well, that's because he said something ridiculous. I mean, it's...
Well, he did say something ridiculous. Yes, he did say something ridiculous.
Well, see, it wasn't the sex part. It was what he said.
Yeah.
Well,
that's usually what does it for him. Some way, shape, or form, he always sort of puts his foot in his mouth, and that's the end of the story.
The whole backstory is that Ron, when I went to Vegas with Ron, my co-host here, he told me that like pretty much any chick that comes up to you and asks you for a date or starts kissing you on the ears is most likely a prostitute or a hooker or something.
Most likely, I said. Not always.
So that's what I thought, because that never happens to a guy like me, so I thought they were hookers, and I just tried to run away and stuff like that.
Make a deal with them. Next time he goes with you, just tell him to talk less.
Yeah.
That might work.
Right.
Well, I tried to explain
to him.
You
talk more, because you got a great voice. You talk more.
Yeah.
Make him talk less, you talk more.
You do the talking, baby. I tried to explain to him that they were not indeed hookers. I said, they're not hookers. Trust me. I know this. And he wouldn't believe me until finally she got...
Oh, believe me. You know how you're going to know it's a hooker, and like within 10 or 20 minutes, she's going to ask, she's going to give you a price, all right?
Right.
And then you'll know she's a hooker.
Right. There were a couple girls who were there on their 21st birthday.
Yeah. Well, I quite honestly, halfway through the conversation with these two girls, I was starting to think about my bank account and stuff like that. So that just killed the mood for me.
Well, see, you got to stop thinking that part. You got to think hooker right away. I told you, within 20 or 30 minutes, she'll give you a price number. And then you'll know she's a hooker, okay?
So Sunset Thomas, everybody.
Sunset, I know.
Sunset Thomas is joining us on the LunaticRadio.com show. Hey, I just appreciate you taking the time out to come and talk to us.
I know. I'm glad you guys let me on. It's fun.
Yeah, cool stuff. We actually have a little game because you've been in, you've made a ton of films, right? Probably over, 150, you would say?
Oh, yeah, I've been in the business for 13 years.
Yeah. So,
Well done.
My co-host, Ron, has a little game he came up with. Ron, why don't you describe what's going on here?
Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to play a game called Movie That You Starred In or One That We Made Up. So we're going to give you the name of a movie.
So am I supposed to guess it?
Yeah, we're going to give you...
Whether it's true or not?
Right, we're going to give you the name of a movie, and you tell us if that's a movie that you've been in, or one that we just made up the title.
Right. So we're going to give you two titles.
You guys are going to show I don't keep up with it all. Okay, go ahead.
Believe me, I can't remember what I did yesterday, so don't worry.
All right.
I know I did yesterday, but I don't know about 2 months ago. But go ahead.
All right. The first movie would be Fuck Men, Let's Eat.
No.
That's actually... Yeah, yep, you have been in that movie.
It says, according to our sources, you have been in that movie.
Yes.
But, you know, they do take some scenes that you've done in other movies, and they'll turn around and put it in a different movie and give it a different title.
So
okay.
See, we did not know that.
Let you know that little secret, okay? I'm not having a blonde moment.
Oh, okay.
See, that's something you do not know.
See, that's inside information for us guys that just watched the porn.
They do stuff and put it in other movies. But anyway, I didn't tell you guys that.
That's great. Alright, go ahead, Ron.
Alright, title number two. Buzzing, okay. A Love Story.
What? Say that again?
The name of the movie is Buzzing, A Love Story.
No.
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah, that's one, that, not one that we one. Made up.
Yes. This bit's going great, isn't it, Sunset?
Alright. The next one would be Eaten Inside the Box.
Eaten Inside the Box? No.
No, you've been in that one,
well,
too.
It says you have.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Well.
Where'd you guys get these titles? Because I don't even have these on my website.
Oh, this is from GameLink.com.
According to GameLink.com.
Is this like an Adam and Eve movie or something?
Hang on. Let me,
I'm curious. Actually, I gotta look that up.
It's a Filth Factory movie.
No, never heard of it.
Never heard.
I'll call you guys later and get this.
It's got Tabitha Stevens and Nikki Sinn and Melanie Moore.
All right. Proceed.
Okay.
We'll see if this bit works. We'll give it two more tries and then we'll go on to something else.
All right. How about Cat Snatch?
No.
Nope, you were in that one too.
No, I was not. Yeah. Oh, you said Cat Snatch. I thought you said Cat something. No, I know I was in that one. I'm sorry.
Cat Snatch? You were in that one.
Yes, I was in that one.
Yeah, okay.
With Julie Meadows and Velvet Rose.
All right.
Yeah, I remember that. I was running around stealing cats.
Anyway. Go ahead, Ron. What's our next one?
All right, the next one.
I did a DT in it. Okay.
All right, the next one. How about the next and last one?
Yeah. Yeah, because this bit is
yeah.
Going nowhere.
Buttermilk Biscuits 5.
No.
That's correct.
Correct. You were not in that one.
That was one we made up.
That was one we made up.
Boy, that was a lot more funnier than pre-production.
Yeah. Like, in pre-show discussion, that sounded like a great idea to do. Because I was thinking in my head, I was like, man, I can't remember what I did yesterday. And I bet you, I was like, Sunset probably doesn't remember what she did 5 years ago, because she's been in a lot of movies, you know?
Yeah.
I've
working
been in a
hard.
A lot of movies. It's amazing.
And now that she has...
I've been in pregnant movies. Come on.
And now that she has, you know, the clubs and the cat house, and you got all sorts of stuff going on.
You know, I broke a lot of records in this business. I mean, when I started working at the cat houses and stuff, I mean, the porn business went bonkers. They were like, there's no way you shouldn't work out there. You make us look like sluts and whores. And I got in front of everyone in a big media thing I had to go to, and I looked at them and I said, you know what? They think we're fucking fools anyway, so what's the big deal that I go out to the cat house and want to have sex with my fans in a legal place,
right?
Instead of doing like half of you do private parties when you're featured dancing, why not take it to a legal place and not get busted and get in trouble?
Yeah. Right.
So, and if I'm going to do that, of course I'm going to promote it like crazy, because I want my fans to come out there. I want to make good money at the same time.
That's,
you know,
right.
Silly.
More power to you. You should be able to capitalize on your abilities, you know?
Amazing, because a lot of adult stars wanted to go out there and work at the ranches, and they gave them a hard time for a while, but now, after time went on and HBO and stuff like that started airing, it was like, okay, it's okay, porn stars can all go out there now, you know? So it's amazing how people changed their minds so quickly. But I was strong for it all, you know, when everyone was like, oh, this is bad, Sunset, you can't do this, you know? And I was like, no. And I broke that record, you know, to do that. Hey, it's all right to do that. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. So, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. Now, what about guys that you worked with? Was there a certain thing that, like guys, like, not, you know, bad breath or something like that, that would just be, you'd be like, come on, you know, like have a cert or a breath mint or something?
You know, I was always good, because when I was in my dressing room, as soon as I got done with makeup, I'd always take whoever I was with, if we had dialogue or whatever, and we'd go study. I'd always take my little mint things. And I always do it in a cute way, even if I didn't know if they had bad breath or not. I'd be like, right. Hey, you want a mint?
sure, you know you want a man.
Yeah.
And I just give him a man.
There you go.
Hey, you want to take a shower?
Yeah, that's right. In the driveway.
Now, when you were starring in the movies, did you have some say over who you got to work with? Like, did you have to, like, did they say, okay, you can pick these five guys, or was it just, this is the guy you're with today?
In the beginning of my career, before I semi-became a name, you kind of had to, you know, work with who they told you to a little bit. But as your name gets a little bigger, you can say, hey, no, this is my list.
Right.
And I would have a list of guys, and these are the only guys I work with. So if you could book these guys with me, then that's fine. And, you know, that's the way it was. Because, you know, there's certain guys that I really enjoy working with, and I know when I go in and do my scene, we're going to go in there and pound it and have hard sex. And sometimes when you're shooting on set, it's really hard because then they'll all of a sudden say, okay, we're going to shoot the soft core so the guy can actually really take it out and pretend like he's doing it with you. And I don't like that. And the more younger guys, they're like, they'll do that. And I'm like, I can't fake like I'm coming. It drives me crazy. So the reason why I always pick some of the older guys is because they're great at that. They'll just would do fuck the whole entire time. It's great.
Oh.
And I hate faking. I'm not a faker.
I hate faking too.
I have to do it. That's why I got the camera in front of me. I want to just, you know, enjoy it. So
I think I want to mail myself to you in a box. FedEx style. That's cool, man. You're so down to earth.
I'll be there to bar or sunset.
You're so down to earth. It's like, it's very refreshing, you know.
Well, you know, I never forgot where I came from, and every now and then, you know, I'm a country girl, and my family, we're hillbillies, and every now and then I go back home because my family, you know, a lot of them are still live really poor. And when I go back and I see their lifestyle, and then I go back to my nice lifestyle and how hard I worked to get this big, beautiful house, it makes me realize, hey, don't forget where you came from, you know? And if it wasn't for your fans and having these long lines coming up and wanting autographs from you, you wouldn't be the big name you are. Yes, you worked hard to get where you're at,
yeah,
but the fans keep you alive, you know? If you don't have your fans, you're nothing. And I love my fans. My fans have been through a lot with me. Between marriages, boyfriends, and pregnancies, my fans been through a lot. Plus, you know, great sex on top of it, you know?
That's great.
Sweet.
I got to imagine with 13 years in the business and all these, the clubs and the shows and all this stuff, I got to imagine you're living very, very comfortably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Of course I do.
Nothing's better than that, I swear.
Now, do you ever...
Well, I got a big house in Vegas. I got a big 7-bedroom house. Nice. I have a laundry room upstairs and downstairs. And I have a live-in nanny.
Nice.
So. That's your town, Ron, right there, Vegas.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Vegas. I'm a big Vegas guy.
Vegas. It's so damn hot there right now that I'm actually in Reno right now. But, God, it's so hot in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oof, that heat just kills me.
Yeah, yeah. It's like sticking your head in an oven.
Yeah, well, now skirt and schools and things like that are better, you know. So I'm a family woman, so I think of my children. So,
well, I appreciate you taking the time out to come talk to us.
I thought you guys thought you would never have this conversation with a porn star.
No.
You probably thought, well, never I'd ever skirt.
We honestly, like, the whole thing was, we were like...
A lot of us are really down to earth. A lot of us have families, you know. I mean, when we're not doing movies and being fucking sex crazy and cousins, you know, we go home, we have normal lives, you know.
You know, that's the kind of thing, that's the kind of angle we wanted to, you know, get with you. Because, you know, on the other radio shows like Howard Stern or something like that, you know, you got to go on there and be all dressed up and stuff like that.
Of it all, yeah.
Right, yeah.
We want to know the other side. Like, what is the person like when they're just home on, like, a Monday afternoon and they got to, like, do laundry? What is a porn star like in that situation? You know what I mean? That's what we're going to know.
That's the good thing about my book. I mean, you'll learn certain different things from my childhood and things like that. And, of course, the great times I've had with my fans and the great fucking I had, too, on top of it, you know. There's a great mix in there, you know. You got your normal life and you got your great sex, hardcore, good stuff, you know.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out to, you know, sit around through the 8-minute break we had and to talk to our little show we got going on here. So we got the book coming out. You want to plug that again?
Yeah, my book's coming out. It's actually called I Didn't Pick This Title. And when Kinsican, I can't say it right because of my accent, Brooks bought it, they decided to call it American Whore.
Okay.
Because, you know, what I've done for my life between the porn, being a whore.
Right.
I mean, why not? I'm not ashamed of it. Hey, yeah, I was a whore. very Mohar, and I'm proud of it.
Hey, you don't need to be ashamed about that at all. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
We're big fans over here.
No, I love sex. Yes, like a guy.
So do I. I just can't get any
all the time. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
If you didn't have sex all the time, you'd stress, dude. That's why certain people you see, they're stressing. They need to have more sex.
Karen has a lot of stress.
First time, you know what? After a year or so, you get numb.
Dude. Is this the one that should talk less and you should talk more?
Karen's the one who hasn't had sex in 7 years.
Right.
And he has a lot of stress.
You talk more, let him talk less.
That's right. I should do like the hookup. That's right. I should do the hookup and then bring him in at the end and...
Exactly. Just like, get it hard. There you go.
Yeah.
Great. Now, Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
Well, that's the everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a t-shirt.
I know. All right.
Well, anytime you need some sex talk, just give me a call.
So we got the books, we got the HBO Cat House, we got the clubs, right? Did we cover everything?
Yeah.
Did we?
Club and Line too, Sunset Swear. My website, a lot of people don't know this, but it's actually sunsetslife.com.
Sunsetslife.com, everybody. All you listeners out there listening to the program right now.
And actually, right now, I would like to mention at the end, if you guys don't mind.
Go ahead.
I know a lot of things that's been, you know, that big flood and everything that's been going on right now. I'm really worried about the people over there.
Yeah.
So actually, on my website, when you go onto it, it's got a big thing. I went with Red Cross, and I got a big thing. It was Red Cross with the number on it. So if anyone wants to donate some money,
that's great.
People need a lot of help over there. So, you know.
That's great.
Why not?
Cool. Cool. We'll be sure to plug that at the end of the show and throughout rest of the show.
You are now our favorite porn star.
It's serious, the things that's going on. You know how many people have died through all that right now?
Yeah, it's a mess down there. And we were just talking about it for about an hour on the show before we brought you on. And it's just a complete mess. It's just a horrible situation down there in Louisiana.
That's why I hooked up and had Red Cross put something on my website, which is cool because I was amazed because being a porn star and all, you know, I didn't think they would do that. But they were cool about it. So,
Very
you
cool.
Go on there and get the numbers.
Excellent.
Very cool. Right. Send your money, people.
Thanks, guys.
Send your money, people. All right, Sunset, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for having me, guys.
Hopefully we'll talk to you soon sometime down the road. Who knows? Maybe when I get laid.
All right.
I'll call you back, all right, and tell you about it.
Okay, there you go. If you want phone sex. Bye.
Yes. Hey, there you go.
All right.
I'll last all of 3 seconds. It'd be great. Hi, Kieran. Okay, I'm done. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye, Sunset.
See you later.
Bye.
Sunset Thomas, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.